Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon, high school tennis fans. Welcome to the UR Tennis Network, where you'll find all your tennis news. This is your host, Coach Denise, bringing you the FHS-TCA perspective on high school tennis. The FHS-TCA, who are we? We're the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association. We're the tennis arm of the Florida Athletic Coaches Association. And we're also a proud member of this network, because I think it is important that we sit there and work together to grow the game of tennis. And my own bias is that tennis growth comes out of high school. Tomorrow's future is in high school today. So it's important that we get that worked out. We want to thank J.P. Weber, We Coach Tennis Network, for sitting there and supporting this network. I think what he does in We Coach Tennis, those of you in the social media, if you're not following that, you should be. See the information that is shared, which is so important. And it's important to remember that everybody's view is important. We might disagree with things, but let's get openly discussing what those things are. And J.P. Weber, you might not agree with everybody, all the coaches, and We Coach Tennis. You might not agree with everybody on this network, but if you're not listening to Lisa Stone Parent and Aces and her tennis show, you're really missing something, and she understands because she's been from the under 10, raising the child, bringing them in all the way up into college, and her show is a very important show every week. What can I say about Chuck Reese? He's been doing this for over 4 years, I think. If you're a young coach especially, and you're not listening to his American tennis instructional series, you're missing something. I listened to him yesterday. As you know, we were out for a couple of weeks. He wound up taking advantage of that. He said yesterday he's not making no excuses, but he just took some time off to be with his family. And I think we all should remember that there. But it is good to hear that he's back on the air again, because it's an important show. And we think we have something to offer you, too, because high school tennis is, I think, we're missing an opportunity. We have something that so many other countries don't have, and yet I don't know if we're fully taking advantage of it. You hear me ask all the time, is high school tennis an after-school activity in your school or an after-school sport? It's easy to say it's a sport, but is it really a sport? And we talked about that last week. This week I'm going to go in a little bit more about what we've done. We'll give you a short refresher. I'll spend more time about what I consider my failures and help grow in our organization. I think it's important to sit there and realize who we are today is who we were yesterday. And most of us, who we become and our organizations become, is not all by doing everything right. There are no perfect human beings, and the Almighty sure didn't make me perfect, and I've made many mistakes. But I don't think those mistakes are something that I'm going to pout about. It's something that, how can we sit there and fix those mistakes and make our organization better? And that's the important thing. It's impossible for our organization to exist without the partners we have. As I stated at the beginning of the show, we are the tennis arm of the Florida Athletic Coaches Association, and they take care of all the high school sports in Florida, and we're just part of that. Our dues go to the Florida Athletic Coaches Association. So we're extremely thankful for the organizations that support us. The reason we're able to do the programming we do, for instance, right from the beginning, people like Wilson Tennis, we were able to put together an all-star tournament for our high school seniors. In Florida, you have to be a senior to be in an all-star event. We were blessed to be joined by the Youth Tennis Foundation at the beginning, and it took us 5 years to get it off the ground, but we just finished with our fifth one, and Wilson Tennis has been the supporter of that every single year, making sure that the players and coaches had goodie bags. And, of course, we use the Wilson rackets and balls at our events. But also, team connection. We have a program where a Florida high school can get free uniforms. Last year was Sebring High School. I thought our high school, Sebastian River High School Tennis, right up to the last week, we were leading in the points, but Sebring came through and gathered up more points than we did. And at the our workshop, our Jane Hellinger, our president, showed the uniforms. Everybody was in awe, and we thank Team Connection for doing that. And again, that'll be part of the presentation. They will be offering that again this year. So in other words, one of the 2016 high school tennis teams will be providing uniforms for a 2017 team. And of course, the athletic directors are going to love that idea when they don't have to buy fantastic uniforms that Team Connections provide. Flagler Insurance, we started a community service award 3 years ago. Roxanne Malone Dentistry won it, and then District 15 NJTL last year. But I talk often about high school tennis team is more than athletic director, coaches, and players. It's a community. When you see programs that are there year after year, there's a community behind them. And Flagler Insurance has decided that we should sit there and present people in the community. So, again, we will, at our October FACA workshop in Orlando, Florida. We will be at the Florida Mall October 6th, 7th, and 8th, and we will be presenting a community service award again this year, thanks to Flagler Insurance. When we're not at the convention center there at the mall, we'll be at Fort Gatlin Tennis Center. I think it's just, if I'm not mistaken, we're only 7 miles away. We were there about a month ago. I'm very, very impressed with John Richard and Albert Richards, the co-directors, have done with the facility. We were there 2 years ago. It was nice, but it's really beautiful now. So on Friday and Saturday, we will be on the tennis courts. And then Saturday, we'll return to the Florida Mall, and we will have our FHS-TCA Awards. And, of course, like I said, Flagler Insurance will be passing out a Community Service Award. Wilson will again be presenting the FHS-TCA Tennis Coach of the Year, and 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A, excuse me, regions of the FHSAA. So, again, we will be presenting the Coach of the Year Award, thanks to Wilson. We ask you, please get those nominations in by the 1st of September, because we have to get them out. Those of you that were there last year and seen the beautiful awards that Wilson provided, we have to get the names and everything to the printers, and that's going to take time. So we will be shutting that off on the 1st of September. I often say, if you're unhappy with your coach, please don't interrupt the practice. Never interrupt the match. But set up an appointment to talk to your coach and to go out. And if you're still not happy, set up an appointment with the athletic director. But if, like most of the people that I hear from, and you think you have a very good coach at the school, for God's sake, nominate her or him as Coach of the Year. Let's recognize those good coaches, and let's make sure we encourage them to continue working. We have too big of a turnover in high school tennis coaches. Too often, tennis, and not just in the state of Florida, but in many other states, is treated by the athletic departments and school boards and some of the associations as an after-school activity and not an after-school sport. I've often told my players that competition is not a bad word. They're going to be doing that the rest of their life. So let's sit there and put together a program. Let's recognize those coaches. And that's why the FACA workshop is in October. We try to make sure that these coaches have the training tools to go ahead, and hopefully we speed up the learning curve. I've been asked, you know, what's been my success, and my success of 20 years in coaching high school was that I had an athletic director to put up with my early mistakes. I came from being a tennis pro and found out there's a world of difference in being a tennis pro and being a high school tennis coach. So what we try to do, and what we try to do with our FHS-TCA certification program for tennis coaches, is to sit there and try to speed up that their process. The workshop in October in Orlando is free to all the FACA members. And if you're looking to become an FHS-TCA certified tennis team coach, the exam will be by those great speakers that we have there. With their presentations, you'll be able to take home a test. It costs $35, and you will be able to become certified. If you become certified, Team Connection will be sending you a free T-shirt, you'll also be able to purchase certification clothing from them because they have the list of people that have taken the test. And that's at one time cost to do that. If you go through the agreement we developed with Human Kinetics, called for your participation in USTA schooling, PTR schooling, USPTA, books that you read, test through human kinetics and through other courses. There's always you get points. We recognize the amount of coaching experience you have, and that's how you become a senior certified team coach or one of the few masters we have. There is no additional charges afterwards. This is one of the ways, though, that we do raise some funds to keep our organization going, because we do not have a revenue source. And like all of the not-for-profit 501c3s, we're no different. We need funding to keep our organization going. One of the reasons that we have the awards luncheon, we will return to the mall, like I said. We will have our awards lunch. It will be $25 for the luncheon. For that $25, you'll receive a $29 hardcover book, not a tennis book, a mystery book from David Beckwith and Nancy Beckwith, part of their mystery series. You'll also receive a raffle ticket because a $10 raffle ticket, because we will be raffling off things, because like I said, the awards banquet, the luncheon, I should say, is a source that we could sit there and raise our money so our organization can do what we want to do. And Wilson and other people will be providing gifts, Wilson bags, Wilson rackets, case of tennis balls. So there'll be all kinds of opportunities to go home. But you know automatically your ticket has already been a good investment. Besides helping our organization, you have a hardcover book that is worth more than you paid for your ticket. And this is what we try to do with the organization. We try to give back to those people that are supporting us, because without these companies, quite frankly, we would have a hard time struggling. And, of course, you'll be able to read more about this. You'll be able to see our agenda, who our speakers are and everything, by listening to future shows of ours, but also by going to Florida Tennis Magazine. Florida Tennis Magazine, for the last few years, has been one of the backbones, not just of high school tennis in Florida, but they spread the information about what's going on in other parts of the world. And we're proud that our organization has helped lead some of the other states and help them do some of the same things. Our FHS TCA certified tennis team coach certification, for example, our agreement with Human Kinetics allows us to, any state organization can do the same thing. And instead of being the Florida high school tennis, it could be the Illinois, or it could be, I know Texas is considering that now, and the Southern California is considering that now, but it's their organizations, and they can make whatever adjustments they want to make on our program, but the basic program is set up there. Is it a perfect program? Probably not. Is anything perfect? Not that I know of, but it is started. It is important, I think, because I think that we need to use tennis as in high school tennis to sit there and support our organization. I sit there, I told you last week that you had one more week of putting up with me. I understand that the success of this show has been our guest, and as I told you, this will be the last week that I will take up the whole show. Next week, we have got world-renowned trader trainer Bill Norris, the author of Pain Set and Match, be discussing what is involved with keeping Ron Laver and Roger Federer and those other great stars on the tennis court. If you haven't read his book, I suggest it's not only a great book as far as, you know, the tennis and the training part of it and the recovery part and everything, but God, there's some great, great, great stories in there. It's a great book. I strongly recommend it. The following week we'll have Howard Noah, Florida high school coach, on. I will be taking a vacation on July 21st because I'll be seeing my great-grandson, and my wife reminded me that if the baby cries, I'll be the first one to go up there and walk with him, and I can't tell the baby to be quiet during a broadcast, so there'll be no show that time. And on the 28th, we should have an interesting discussion with Mike Parks. He's the father of the Park Sisters. Those of you in Florida, if you don't know him, you've probably heard of him. The older of the two girls, 16 years old, has been clock serving in the 120. They don't play high school tennis, unfortunately, but he will discuss why, and I think he that should be an interesting conversation, because although I'm always out promoting high school tennis, there's reasons why some people don't do that, and there's reasons why we haven't accomplished everything. I just got through today watching some of Wimbledon, but I also was watching the College World Series. And those of you that watch baseball, I think about baseball, the College World Series, Coastal Carolina, by the way, the University of Arizona. But if before the World Series started, neither one of those teams were projected to be in there. And what a great event it was, and to see College of Carolina, Coastal Carolina, went in and taken home the trophy. I couldn't help thinking that, you know, baseball, like football and like basketball and most sports, all these players and this the great opportunity to play college sports and what it offers for those people going on and after their athletic career in college is over, the foundation it sets. And we, tennis, is probably the only sport that we don't have all teams out there competing. We have too many sports, too many schools that treat high school tennis as a after-school activity rather than an after-school sport. I talked to you the first week about all our successes. I'd like to talk to you a little about this week with some of what I considered my failures, which I haven't accomplished yet, and when I don't believe I've lost yet because I haven't given up at 76 years old, at the almighty willing. I have more to give, and like I told my players on the tennis court, you only learn lose if you didn't learn anything out there. If you came out on the short end of the score, if you've learned something, you should have another opportunity coming up. So I do hope that, and I do believe that with the great people we have in our organization, although most of them are part-time tennis coaches, we have the basic foundation in our organization to go on and do great things. I would remind all of you what Aristotle said. It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain thoughts without accepting it. So hopefully you will sit there and think things out. Think about what I'm saying. Don't rush to judgment. Sometimes I did that. Some of the mistakes that I made early on was forming our organization. I talked to you the last time about that. But when I say we're a after-school activity rather than an after-school sport, I haven't been able to sell that to all the tennis directors yet. Why are we still, you know, paying part-time salaries to coaches? Is there a place for a tennis pro into high school tennis? We had Michael Stutzke, who was the head of the athletic directors at one time in Florida, on one of our radio shows about 2 months ago, and he brought up some interesting points about, you know, my argument that most high school tennis is an after-school activity and not a sport. And, you know, not to be too quick for judgment, sometimes high school teachers don't want to accept the responsibility of coaching because they're afraid it might ruin their career later on. And on the other end of the spectrum is sometimes some schools are fighting the unions and they want a high school teacher to be the coach rather than a tennis pro because, you know, that stipend that they get helps subsidize a salary that in many cases isn't enough to live on. So some of the problems we have in tennis are not only in tennis. How many people have, how many schools have taken advantage of the USPTA high school tennis program for $99 a year? A high school can become part of the USPTA school coaching category. No, I'm not a USPTA member. I'm a PTR member. But for $99 a year, even if you have John Denise there as your coach, is he going to be there forever? And when he or she leaves, do you have the opportunity to make sure that your assistant coaches and everybody there has the training that you can that you need? Steve Buck and A.J. LaGoria of California, you know, joined 2 years ago with John Emery, the U.S. PTA executive. We asked that program to come back. We've asked to lower the price, what they've done. And talking with him a few weeks ago, he tells us that so far the reception isn't what none of us expected. That is sad, you know, quite frankly. He also tells me they haven't given up on that, so we look forward to sitting there promoting that, and hopefully, you know, your school, every good executive, and not just an executive, going back from a lifetime ago when I was in the Marine Corps, part of your job as a squad leader or a platoon leader was to sit there and make somebody was prepared to take over for you. I think good leaders sit there and make sure they have enough of a staff that is not only working, but are getting ready to assume leadership positions. I tried hard with our organization to make sure that the people joining to become directors and everything weren't looking just for titles and that they were people willing to go to work. Was I successful all the time? No, nobody is successful all the time. But I think we have the bases in our organization for growth the way it should be. I think we could correct some of the mistakes that I made. What were some of those mistakes? Well, when we first started, instead of lining ourselves up with the FACA as far as the 24 regions, we truthfully, I thought the USTA would come aboard supporting us more, and we lined ourselves up with 8 regions for our organization. Truthfully, we didn't get the cooperation that we expected as fast, and I'm not putting blame on all on them. I think some of the fault is ours, and I'll go into that in a little while. But, for instance, we learned after our first All-Star game that some of our coaches are saying it's hard to find the regions are too big, and it's hard to sit there and communicate with everybody and know who the athletes, who the better tennis players were in those areas. So we went from 8 regions to 16 regions. At that time, if I was smarter than I would have helped try to convince people to go to 24 regions at that time, but we didn't, and we voted instead to go to 16. I will make a request at our board meeting in October that we do go to 24 regions and copy the FACA. I think that is very, very important. What other mistakes? And again, I take primarily the blame for them, although I try to sit there and communicate with everybody. I love the idea of talking and hearing information from people. But I will say one of the things I learned, and I am slow getting into the 21st century, I will admit it, but when sending emails and out and using, we use a group called Constant Contact and getting statistics back, I was shocked to learn how many athletic directors don't open up their emails, how many coaches I didn't get response from. And when you don't get a response, I think any leader has to do the same thing at some point. A decision has to be made. So you make that decision. Early on, when my presidency was coming to the end, I was the first president of the organization, and I forgot who made the motion right now, but the motion was made that what was going to happen after, and we needed an executive director, and I took on the responsibility of executive director with a salary of $1 a year plus expenses. I truthfully thought it was a good idea. I bought into it very, very rapidly. What I didn't realize at that time was organizations like ours that needed funding, and we didn't have a source of funding. And when you're trying to find somebody that is passionate enough about your activities that you are, and you're looking for some people to make investments so you could do things, that they look up and they find out who the executive director is. They find out what the budget is. You've heard we've had people complain, and I've heard it, and I've repeated it on this show, and I've asked the question, why can the USTA Florida give funding to the USPTA funding, USPTA Florida section, and not help us when we try to a year ago to do regional training. 2 years ago, we had a couple athletic directors say they couldn't afford to send people, they couldn't afford to bring a teacher in to replace them on a Thursday and Friday. Why couldn't we do this in one day? Well, we decided we could do it if we can go online and we could do some training in one day. We asked for funding. We got turned down. Am I blaming the USTA? No, I think it's just as much Arkansas. I'm sure, well, I know because of my conversations when we were turned down for the funding, we went ahead and did a few of them anyway, but we just couldn't afford to continue going. But when they look and they see an executive director making $1 a year, and when they see what your budget is, and we didn't have your budget, and what happens when you come up short, well, I write a check to the organization and fund it. They decided, and probably justifiably so, that our organization was not one that they could invest the money in. And like I said, the USTA, I've been on the board for, was on the board in the Florida section for 8 years. They do all kinds of good things. I do have some arguments with no separation of recreation tennis and competitive tennis, especially for high school. But, God, do they do great things. And I think it's just as much our fault that we didn't get the funding as it was their fund. So how do we correct that? I would suggest, and this is one of the reasons I resign as executive director, and I'll make a motion in October that we just eliminate the position until we're in a position to fund it. If we get an endowment and we have the funding that we know we could pay that and do those things, then we should have it. If not, I think the position does us more harm than it does good. So again, that's trying to correct a mistake that was made, in my opinion. You know, one of the reasons I retired, I did want to slow down. Now, I don't know if I will slow down. My new position is being the training coordinator for the organization. And quite frankly, being honored with John Posner as being one of the first inductees going into the Hall of Fame, talking to John Posner, the FHSPCA Hall of Fame, neither one of us feels that we can sit back and do nothing. It's not time to relax. It's time to go and work harder for a while. And again, we thank Wilson, who will not only be presenting the four high school coaches of the year, but they will also present the two inductees into the Hall of Fame. So we hope you come out and help celebrate with us. We hope that we're able to sit there and do a little funding for our organization. And we know that we're capable of achieving a lot more than we've achieved so far. I've been told before that I was a dreamer and that I push too hard sometimes to our volunteers. But I do believe, you know, quite frankly, just like our USTA Florida President Nancy Horowitz, that she says they don't consider, the only reason their volunteers don't get paid isn't because they're not worth the money, it's because they are a not-for-profit organization trying to grow the game of tennis. And I feel the same way about our organization. We might have part-time tennis coaches on our board, but most of those on our board are people that are truly committed to making the tennis experience a more rewarding experience for our high school tennis players. One of the other things that I think I have to take some responsibility for, and I was hoping that a couple of weeks ago when we were out, we had the Westy USTA Florida social media director on, and I thought that was important because I have been convinced many tennis coaches yet that being a tennis coach isn't just about being on the court. It's about social media. It's about understanding who the college coaches are. It's why we have a college coach on our radio broadcast every single month. It's because many of these people that are in high school now are going to be high school, are going to be college tennis players. Many of them are going to be USTA college players enjoying the recreation. Many of them are going to be tennis pros in the PTR and the USPTA and our future USTA volunteers. They're in high school now. So what we want to do is we want to try to bring the best experience possible for them. I do believe that competition is a good thing. I do wonder, for instance, why I can sit there and watch my two grandsons from Connecticut play high school baseball, and I can watch them on my computer, and I can't watch high school tennis players. Now, I do understand and appreciate some of them. I listen to the athletic directors. There are some questions about Friday night football and if is it good for high schools or not, that whenever the game is telecast, that the revenue from the home team is less money because more people are watching it at home rather than coming to the auditorium. So that money's going to the HSAA rather than going to the schools. I can appreciate that. But when you look at tennis, we're a non-revenue producing sport. We play tennis in the afternoon. Much of the people, the families that these tennis players are still working. It is hard for them to come and watch the game, and that's why the attendance at high school tennis is not as big as it is those sports that are playing later on that are sports and not an after-school activity. So am I a dreamer? Yes. I dream about us being able to put tennis on to our computers. I dream about when a parent that can't make it to a tennis match can go and listen to the broadcast or view the broadcast, just like most of the people that listen to this show don't listen live. They listen at a time convenient for them. I talked about listening to Chuck Creasy's show, yesterday's show. I listened to it at 6 o'clock this morning. That was the time, for me. We can do the same things in tennis if we just think outside of the box. I will remind everybody that if you can't dream it, it'll never become a reality. So am I a dreamer? I plead guilty to that. But I think there is a reason that the Almighty has let me hang around this long, has actually had me change careers a few times in my lifetime, from even with my coaching experience coming from basketball into tennis program. But I think, you know, tennis has so many great values, but sometimes, you know, we're guilty of being too subjective of it. We sit there and we always have opinions on how we do things. We're always, I think every coach, if their first experience in the coaching is what they did when they were going. Well, I think that a good coach that they should always continuously be looking to sit there and improve themselves. They should always be looking to get better. I was blessed to go through the high-performance coaching program with the USTA PTR years ago, and I make it a point every year that when I go to the PTR symposium in Hillenhead, that I go there a day earlier when they have their continuing education for the USTA high performance program. And usually there's 20, 24 of us coaches that are there every year. And I just, quite frankly, I really compliment them on what they are doing because every year it seems to get better. So no matter, even when you get my age, trust me, there's more you're going to learn. I understand that who we are today is based on what we did and who yesterday, and what we try to do is just make that learning curve a little bit faster so that you won't make all the mistakes that I made. And, you know, maybe it'll come about a little better. I would remind all of you, again, the subject that I feel very dear about, and I encourage you, and I'm late getting into the 21st century with social media and with, you know, the computers and everything. I struggle with it, but I'm on it every day. But I'll remind you that a tennis coach is not just on the court feeding tennis balls. There's more than being a tennis coach. As a matter of fact, I think you're going to see, and I wrote an article in Florida Tennis Magazine a year ago or so. I think I said I've seen the future, and it's here now. And I look at the play site, and when you look at the new facility in Lake Nanona, and hopefully we will be, our workshop will be there next year. It all depends because tennis is only one part of the FACA, soccer and basketball and wrestling. All those coaches will be in Orlando this year. They have left a date open for us at the USTA campus, and we're praying truthfully that Sheldon Cruz, our executive director of the Florida Athletic Coaches Association, will be able to have next year's October program at that time, and then we'll be able to use that facility. And one of the things they have is they have the play site on every single court there. If Paul Anacone is correct when he says the play site is the ultimate player development tool, my question again is, why isn't it part of the Florida High School, not just Florida, I shouldn't just say Florida High School tennis coaches, but why isn't part of Florida or high school tennis? I see great changes being made to that we can sit there and help develop better players, how we can make them safer and prevent injuries more. Is that not important enough to bring to the high school? Are we not wasting an opportunity in Florida high schools and not just in Florida high schools, in all the high schools. Shouldn't this be in high school? We have an advantage in high school tennis that could be a great advantage. Everybody says what's happening to the United States tennis. Well, I think if you're watching in Wimbledon, I think the USTA could be pretty proud of that. But let's not close our mind. Let's sit there and ask ourselves truthfully, are we doing the best for high school tennis, or are we competing against it? When I say we, I'm talking about the USTA, which I'm still a member of and will always be a member of. You know, is high school tennis just no-cut tennis? I was running no-cut tennis, and I know many of the coaches in the FHSTCA, John Posner, our immediate past president, was talking about we were doing it before. It was a USTA event. It's an important program, but and it helps bring more people in, and the USTA needs more people being members of that. But does it build competitive tennis? Should part of the investment be in supporting not just our state organization, the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association, but the Texas Coaches Association, the California Coaches Association, Carolina, we've had the executive director on our show from there. I think the tennis coaching organization in these states are all starting to realize that there's responsibility that we have. I hear too often people say, well, that's the USTA's problem, or that's the PTR problem, or it's the USPTA problem. How many of us are PTR members or USPTA members or USTA members? Why isn't it our problems? I think, quite frankly, I don't want to be lonely being a dreamer. I think we need other dreamers. I think it's all right to dream. I do admit that I'm probably a little bit more impatient than most of our members, simply because I'm older. I don't know how much time the Almighty has planned for me, and I want to get as much done as rapidly as possible. But like promised, this will be the last time you'll hear me rambling on. We have Bill Norris on next week. If you haven't read his book, you really should. Coach Howard Noel will be on the following week. Mike Park should be an interesting discussion, and we'll continue to have guests every week. In the meantime, I can't thank Flagler Insurance enough for being the supporter. It's going to be one of the main sponsors of our awards luncheon in Orlando Saturday, October 8th. We need your support. We need the dollars like every 501c3 does, so it's a tax-deductible donation that you're making. I thank Wilson, Dave Grohn with us every single year, from first with the All-Star tournament to then joining Flagler Insurance with giving the Community Service Award. The next year they came and joined with giving the four Coach of the Year awards. And this year the two of us will be inducted into our FHSTCA. All because of Wilson Sports. So we can't thank them enough. Our raffle items, there's going to be many things. We're still coming with people looking to want to participate. If you know an organization that wants to contribute, please get them involved with them. You'll be able to get your, if you go, we're not at the awards, and the October workshop is not on our website yet, www.fhstca.com. UR10Tennis.org, but it will be up within the next 2 weeks, I promise you. I do have our speakers lined up for the agenda, but we have people coming in from California, from Kansas, and trying to make their times convenient for them is important, so I don't have all those times. It will be up, though. You can definitely, if you pick up the August-September issue of Florida Tennis Magazine, you will get all the information in there. If you're not reading the Florida Tennis Magazine now, you should. You would have seen something about what we're doing. We write two articles every issue for them. Jim March, nobody knows Florida tennis better than he does, and what he has done with the magazine and what he's looking to do. One of the other things I will be bringing up at our October workshop. Too often I hear coaches complain that they don't have funding. They don't even get uniforms from the schools. Some schools, they don't have balls. Florida Tennis Magazine, Jim March has agreed to a program where we'll sell a two-year subscription. The tennis coach at the school that the kids are selling that to will not only be able to keep up on all the news, be able to go to Florida Tennis Magazine and ours, FHS, TCA, social media, but they will keep 75% of the money that they collect for the two-year subscription. They will send that into us. We will keep 10% of that 25% that's left over. We will send Jim March at Florida Tennis the remaining 15% so he could mail out Florida Tennis Magazine to all those people that want it. So again, it's not only a good opportunity for those schools to raise money for their tennis, which I'm always hearing we, you know, don't have enough funds because our school doesn't provide it for them, but they will also, we will be funding their school, and it'll help us with the funding with our 501c3. So we can't thank Florida Tennis Magazine enough for that. The awards banquet, like I said earlier, we will announce who the person is getting the free, and I shouldn't say free uniforms because the 2017 uniforms will be earned by a 2016 team. If you go to www.fhstca.org, our website, go to the resource page, go down to Team Connection, and you will see, click on there, how free uniforms. And there's points earned by going to USTA events, FHSTCA events. Coaches earn the points as well as the players. Volunteer hours are points. And, of course, the most points for GPA average. So see if your school can get free uniforms. I'll be happy. Again, we thank Flagler Insurance for providing the FHSTCA Community Service Award. So please plan to attend the FACA workshop in October and plan to join us for the luncheon. Remember, the first 100 people that come to the luncheon receive a hardcover book worth $29.95, and we thank David Beckwith and Nancy Beckwith for that. No, it's not a tennis book. I know I'm always pushing tennis books. This is a mystery series, but I think no matter what you read, you learn something. So I thank you for listening. I thank you for putting up with me. I know I'm no Chuck Reese. I know I don't have a radio show like he does. We will go back to our normal radio show next week with me interviewing, I think, tremendous guests. We've been blessed over the years to have tremendous guests. And Bill Norris will be our first guests in July. Please tell your friends about it. Have a blessed. Thank you for joining us, and bring your friends along next week. Take care. Have a great week.